Yesterday on the program, we did our pigskin panel kicking off the football season with Tim Kalashaw and David Moore from the Dallas Morning News. And David had the note that we couldn't get our minds around that the last Cowboys head coach to take the team to back-to-back playoff appearances was Chan Gailey in 98 and 99. That's what Mike McCarthy's trying to do this season. Something that hasn't been done in about 25 years by a head coach. That's impossible to believe, but it's true.
Football note of the year by David Moore.
Yes. So we thought we'd get Chan Gailey on to talk about that. What was his secret back then? Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is the former Cowboys head coach. Good morning, Chan. How are you?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
All right, then. I'm talking on this rotary phone on top of this pole.
Still have one of those.
My balance ain't too good these days. I got some ear infection. It's got me where I can't stand on one foot.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we thought we'd talk some football. How about that note that the last time a coach did that with the Cowboys, back-to-back playoff years, you were the coach?
Yeah, I was the most country of all the coaches that Mr. Jerry ran through there over the years.
I guess so.
I know he hired a couple of them Yankees to come down there and tell football to the players.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Parcells and that Jason Garrett. I think both of them was from New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They had their Yankee ways. They slept indoors and everything.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I was in the playoffs in 98 and 99.
Yeah, that's right.
And I remember that them were pretty good years for hay, too.
We wouldn't know.
Yeah, we got a good deer season out of both of them years, too.
Well, see, it wasn't so bad then, 98 and 99.
No, it was good. Them was good years. It was good old times.
Yeah.
I guess it wasn't that great, though. I mean, you got beat in the first round in 98, and same thing in 99, and you were 8-8 that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, sometimes I like to find a hog and see if I can ride it around until we disturb a picnic or two.
Okay, that's weird.
Yeah.
What about your secret to taking a team to the playoffs in back-to-back years?
I like it when we get a gully washer because it cleans out the outhouse hole.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
Okay.
I had one of those in a while.
You got to watch for them wasp nests in them outhouses. I sat down the other day and one got me right on the sperm bag. It swelled up to the size of a Bodark fruit.
Okay. You've made millions in coaching. Why are you...
Made sitting on that tractor feel like a mule kick, too. Speaking of, Daddy got kicked by a mule when I was 10.
Yeah.
And he lay up in the bed staring at the corner of the ceiling drooling for about 3 years.
Oh, that's goodness. Terrible.
That's awful.
Mama said she wished he'd go ahead and die.
Oh, gosh.
But he come back around. It took him all summer to work the kinks out of his hands, though. they was drawn up like eagle claws.
Well, I'm glad he got better, Daddy.
Yeah, I used to walk to the next town over to court my wife before we was betrothed.
Did you?
Yeah. And we got married by that drunk pastor from the mission church.
Well, at least you were married.
Yeah, it's an outdoor service, and our kin sat around in a semicircle on stumps.
Well, I'm sure that was really nice to have a pleasant outdoor wedding.
Yeah, the ring bearer was an old goat named Black Phillip.
Your ring bearer was a goat.
Yeah, he promised me we could live deliciously, so we took him up on that.
Okay, yeah.
So do you look back at your years in Dallas fondly? Was it a good time when you were here?
When I was a kid, my dad, he'd take a switch after us and hit us so much that we'd hide in the hayloft till he passed out.
That's child abuse.
Yeah. Mama got mad at us for putting ducklings in the rain barrel.
Oh, well, yeah.
Said it made the water taste funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Lessons you learned, huh?
Grandma died on the back porch.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Awful. Yeah. Towards the end there, when her breath got ragged, she started talking to her dead cousin who got caught in a combine when he was 16.
Yeah, sometimes they'll do that. They'll see former family
stories
members.
From the farm.
Yeah. I saw an ox that got caught in a fence one time.
Yeah, did you?
I like swimming.
We're all over the map here.
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, it's great talking football with you.
Well, yeah. Hey, anytime y'all want to talk football, that's fine with me. If I get back up his pole, I'll do it again.
Okay. Thanks, all right, Coach.
Man. All right.
All right. There's former Cowboys head coach Chan Gailey.
Didn't really get his secrets, did we?
No, not really.